The Arizal says that Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is like Purim. Not Purim, but it's almost like Purim. What shaykhus do we have between Yom Kippur and Purim? Besides that on Erev Yom Kippur and on Purim, we eat kreplach. Anything else? And why taki do we eat kreplach on Erev Yom Kippur and on Purim? Must be a shaykhus. The Moiridik of Balaturim in Parashat Tetzaveh, when the Pasuk speaks about the big day kuhuna of the Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk says, V'nishma koiloi bevoyoi el HaKodesh. And the sounds were heard when he used to come into the Kodesh. The bells of the big day Kohen Gadol used to ring and chime as the Kohen Gadol entered. And on that word V'nishma says the Balaturim that we only have this word V'nishma appears three times in Tanakh. V'nishma Koiloi Bevoya LaKodesh, when it refers to the big day Kahuna. Naase V'nishma, when Klal Yisrael stood by Mamed HaSinai. And the third time is when it says in the Megillah, V'nishma pisgam hamelech ki rabohi. And now the pasuk there is saying that the declaration of the king was heard because it is great. And says the Balaturim, that's a remez to the Gemara Megillah that says, he says that it's ki rabohi, he says is the one that says this memra in Megillah, Maseches Megillah. Now, if you look at the girsa, a lot of the whole of the girsa is Rav. But the Baal Turim says it's Rabba. V'nishma piska ma'melech ki rabbi. He says the Pasuk in the Megillah is telling us as follows. V'nishma piska ma'melech. Hearing the piska ma'melech, declaration of the king. What's the declaration of the king that we hear on Purim? The Megillah. V'nishma piska ma'melech ki rabbi. It's greater than the other two nishmas. It's greater than Big Day Kahuna, and it's greater than Nasa V'nishma, and that's why the Gemara says, Rabba says, that if a person has the opportunity to listen to the Megillah, or to Talmud Torah, what comes first? Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is Adif. It's greater than Talmud Torah. And it's also greater than Avodah and Beis HaMikdash. So the Nishma of Pisga Mamelech, Ki Rabba, he is greater than the other two Nishmas. The Nishma of Talmud Torah, Nasa V'nishma, and the Nishma of the Kohen of the Avodah. So obviously, the Baal Turim, Rabbi said, the Baal Turim was the one that wrote the Tur. It wasn't just the Hasidish Rebbe, right? The Baal Turim, over here, is obviously telling us something very deep. That there's some kind of shaykhus here between Nasa V'nishma, the Big Day Kahuna, and Mikra Megillah, and where Mikra Megillah is greater than the other two. And it's not just greater than the other two, but obviously if the Torah wants to tell us this and it's telling it to us with the Nasa V'nishma of Kabbalah Satorah and with the Big Day Kahuna of Avodah, there must be a special shaykhus, not just with Avodah in general, but with Big Day Kahuna, and not just with Talmud Torah, but with Nasa V'nishma. We have to understand what that is. We all know that there's a minig in Klal Yisrael to get dressed up on Purim. What's the pshat? Why do we get dressed up on Purim? So obviously everyone knows that the obvious reason is because the ness of Purim was like a costume. It wasn't Megillah. As we know, what is the Megillah called? Megillas Esther. Why is it called Megillas Esther? Because it reveals the hidden. Megillas Esther. Esther is the hidden. Megillah means it's Megillah. It reveals the hidden. The story of Purim, when you look at the story of Purim, there are no open miracles, no open nisim. As a matter of fact, there's, from the time that Esther became the Malka until the story was a good 5 years, a person can simply look through it as just a simple chain of events and not see behind the mask, and not see the Nisim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiling behind the mask. And therefore, when finally we saw the Nespurim and Klal Yisrael actually look through the Hester and they saw the Megala, that Hashem is the one behind everything, we actually reached a level of Kabbalah HaTorah, as we know, Hodor Kiblu Me'ach HaShveirosh, from Ava, from joy and Simcha, and from Ava and love that we had, from the Nes of the Purim, we were Mekabel the Torah in a way that we weren't Mekabel it since Ma'amon HaSinai. We're Mekabel it for Ahava. And that's why we get dressed up, because the idea is, the whole story is really a masquerade. Right? We have a Haman, we have an Achashverosh, we have an Esther, but it's all HaKadosh Baruch orchestrating everything behind the scenes. And when Klal Yisrael Mekabel the Torah has seen that Kof Aleim HaKegigis, right? The mountain was lifted above us and we were forced into it. And says the Gemara, when we were Mekabel it on our own, when we were Mekabel it Ba'ava, that was by the Nes Purim. What does it mean that Klal Yisrael were forced into Matan Torah, into Kabbalah HaTorah? So it's Yidua. I think B'Shem Rabbi Ruchim, they say that you have to see, understand that when Klal Yisrael was standing there by Ma'amon Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually opened up every single heaven, all the skies, everything was revealed. The entire Bria stopped in its place, and we saw clearly Hashem Echad. It was clear as a clear blue sky that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad B'Briyasai. And therefore, that's similar to Kof Aleim HaHigis. We were forced. What does it mean we were forced? It was so obvious. It was so obvious that we don't have a choice. When you see it right in front of your eyes, you don't have a choice. It's obvious. We're Mekabel the Torah, and that's considered forcefully. Hashem made a situation where there's no other way to look at it. But later on, B'me'ach HaShveirosh, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not open the Rekiyim, it was just a regular Monday afternoon, and Vashti was killed, and then on a Tuesday, Esther became queen, and then, right, and so on and so forth, where anyway, you could just, nothing's very obvious, yet Klal Yisrael were there with their Gevaldige Emunah and Bitachin, and they're doing tshuva, they were able to see the Yad Hashem, how he took the Haman himself and turned him into an Ar Haman, to a Baruch Haman, right? The Gzeira of Haman ended up being a good thing for Klal Yisrael. We were able to go and fight and kill all of our enemies. Klal Yisrael saw it through the Esther. Without the revelation, that's a greater Madrega. That's already a Madrega of Kabbalah HaTorah Me'ava. And with this we understand that the Nishma Pisgah Ma'amelech is greater than Nas of the Nishma. That means the Nishma of the Megillah, where we're revealing Hashem in the Megillah, Megillas Esther, we're revealing the hidden, is greater than Na'aseh V'Nishma, which we said when everything was open for us. It's a greater Madrega. The Kohen Gadol, when he came in, what was the Big Day Kuhuna? What's Big Day Kuhuna? What's the Begadim for? It says the Torah, the Kavod of the Sefaris. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were Nisim and Nefilos every day. That was Mamish, the Giloy of Har Sinai, the way it continued throughout the years in the Midbar, was through the Mishkan. That revelation that we had in Har Sinai was in the Mishkan. And when the Kohen Gadol wore his begadim, he wasn't wearing begadim to cover up something under the begadim, just the opposite. They were the covered with sifaras. They're there, the begadim were there to show the greatness and the kedusha and the Giloy that a Kohen Gadol represents, the Giloy Shechina. So again, the Big Day Kahuna are a revelation of actually having the heavens open, the Nisim and the Flois of the Beis HaMikdash. But our Mikra Megillah is greater than that. The revelation that we have in Mikra Megillah comes from us. It's not from HaKadosh Baruch. It doesn't come from It doesn't come from a koyach lemala, it comes from a koyach lemata. So, Kabbalat HaTorah and Har Sinai and Avodah Beis HaMikdash with the Big Day Kahuna, they both represent where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing Himself to us, where it's coming from Him. And Purim is when it comes from us. Purim, we have a koyach on our own to peel away the mask, to peel away the outer layer, and to see behind the costume and to recognize that it's all Hashem Echad. The same Hashem Echad that we saw by Maamid HaSinai, we saw in Purim. But by Maamid HaSinai in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem reveals Himself to us. And on Purim, we peel away the mask and we see Him through the mask. Yom Kippur and Purim, really, are two sides of this coin. Because Yom Kippur is also a masquerade. What happens in Yom Kippur? A regular yeshiva bachur from Yeshiva Teres Chaim all of a sudden decides to be Malach Gavriel. Right? You're not going to eat, you're not going to drink, you're going to stand on your feet all day, you're not going to wear shoes, we wear kittel, we daven a whole day, we transform ourselves, we put on this costume, this angel-like costume. Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a matana. He says, here's the costume. Here. I want you to be a malach. And on Purim, what happens on Purim? On Purim, we don't wear a costume. We actually take off the costume. And I'll explain. Every person in Klal Yisrael has an neshama. Every person in Klal Yisrael has an neshama, which is chelik elokayim ha'as mamish from kisei ha'kavim. Greater than a malach. Greater than a malach. But it's hidden. It's covered by the guf. And all year round, the person, sometimes you look in the mirror and you don't see that neshama. You see the costume. You see the guf. The guf wants this. The guf wants that. And the neshama is yearning for ruchnius. And the neshama wants kedusha. But the neshama is hidden. The neshama has a mask over it. The power of Purim was where a Yid is able to look through that mask and see Hashem. He's able to, instead of putting on the Malach costume that we have to put on Yom Kippur, on Purim, we can take off the guf. On Purim, we, on our own, can look, pierce through the guf of a Yiddish guf, and it becomes transparent. The neshama is able to shine. The neshama that's hidden all year round becomes revealed. Because again, we have Yerusha, a special koyach on Yemei HaPurim, that just as Klal Yisrael saw a mask of Haman and a mask of Achashverosh and the mask of even Esther, it's all a mask, and he was able to see through it and realize that everything is Hashem. If Klal Yisrael don't behave, there's a Haman. And when Klal Yisrael behaves, that Haman becomes good for us. And when this, everything is, it's all Yad Hashem. There's no chitzonius, it's all pnimius. We take away the shell, and it's all Yichud Hashem. So to a person on Purim has the ability to recognize and look through himself and realize and let the neshama shine through. Now, what stops a person from being his real self all year round? Like I'm telling you that on Purim, really the minute should be, if you want to know what the real minute should be, we should get dressed up on Purim, and in the middle of Purim we should take off the costume. That should be the minute, right? It's not so much that we should be dressed up; we should take it off, because that's really what happens. We're revealing what's behind the costume. That's what Purim is. Purim is showing that it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What stops a person from being his real self? Right? His neshama wants to just be him. What stops a person from being him? sometimes a person, the seichel, right? What stops a person from, what's going to stop a person from getting up right now in the middle of the shmooze and making a little dance in the middle of the Spanish? Right? What's going to stop you? Because you know, in your seichel, that, you know, you'll be looked at in a certain way. Even if you naturally want to jump up right now and sing a dance, you're not going to do it. Because your seichel says it's not a good idea. The seichel of a person can confine him in to be in that shell and not let himself be who he is in his pnimius. On Purim, I can tell you, a lot of you are going to be dancing in the Beis Medrash. Maybe in the dining room. In a way that you wouldn't do it today. Because nichnas yayin yotzei soid. What happens when a person drinks yayin, right? The pnimius, the soid, the secrets, the hidden part of him, his essence, his kedusha, his neshama, becomes transparent. There's nothing stopping it from expressing himself. Purim has that koyach. There's another mitzvah on Purim called Poishet Yad Noisim. That means if somebody comes to you and asks you for a beer on Purim and you have one, you have to give it. That's why we recommend the Bachim should not have beer on Purim. Okay? If somebody asks you for tzedakah on Purim, all year round, medaktikin, you have to check, is he worthy? Is he kosher? Does he need it? On Purim, ain't medaktikin amoyis Purim. You're not supposed to check into the person. And this is for the same reason. Because on Purim, again, we don't look at the outside of a person. He looks like this, he looks like that, maybe he's not, maybe he is. We pierce right through the person and he has an neshama. There's a gevaldika achdus on Purim. There's no boundaries on Purim. There's me, there's you. It's all Sakharish Baruch. That's what it is. And that's why the gevaldika school on Purim to daven. Because kalai poishe yali noisna, that means we can turn Sakharish Baruch into Sakharish Baruch. I want this, I want chokhmah. I want to be a masmid, I want to understand the Tosfos, I want to have Yerushalayim, I want to daven better. And just as there's a halacha that if someone asks us for something, we can't turn him down on Purim, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't turn us down on Purim. Because it's for the same reason. And it's really, there's a deeper nekuda which I want to share with you. If you think about the Nes Purim, you'll realize that it all started with who? With the Yidden that went and were nenemi sudosh shalachashverish. Okay? So they made a big mistake, and because of that mistake there was a gzeira. Because of that gzeira, we had to do tshuva, and because of that tshuva, we were saved. Now not only were we saved, Rabbi Yisrael, but the gzeira was nefach l'tayis, right? Klal Yisrael ended up better off than they were when they started off. When we started off, we had all our enemies surrounding us, wanting to kill us. They're waiting for that day. And comes Haman and says, the day is coming. And he was mapil apur, a goyrel, and the day is Yudal and Yugimel. And what happens? Mayredik. What happens? That gzeira ends up being the siva, the cause, not just for us to be saved from them, but we were able to kill them out. Right, everyone knows, right? When Haman was killed, they didn't know what to do. There's a gzeir written by the melech. Can we move out of the gzeir? You can't. It's signed by the king. So what do they have to do? Write another gzeir to allow the yin to fight back. And because they fought back, they were saved. Not just saved, but they killed out all their enemies. So it comes out, who do we have to thank for that victory? Who do we have to thank? Lamaisa, the people that ate from the Suda Shalach HaShverosh, right? The people that ate from the Suda Shalach HaShverosh. Thanks to them, we were victorious. If they wouldn't have eaten from the Suda Shalach HaShverosh, we would have just, you know, okay, maybe we wouldn't have had a gzeira, but we wouldn't have reached the level that we reached with our tshuva, with our ava, and Kabbalah Torah, and because of the Kabbalah Torah that we had, who is zaycha to a neis, v'chulei, 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 that we haven't had such a kabbalah satira since, even by Maamar Arsina. All of those levels that we reached, it all started from them. And who else was involved? Who else do we have to thank? Haman! Thanks to Haman! Yes! Baruch Haman! Right? So therefore, when it comes to Purim, if somebody asks you for something, we're not going to go and start, Medaki, 1 second. I'm not going to give you. You ate for the Suzuki Rachas Meirish. You're no good. What do you mean, no good? No good's good. Right? No good is good. Rabbi said, I'm not giving a hesed to go and eat from the Suzuki Rachas Meirish. I know that last week you heard a shmooze about that. You shouldn't eat from the Suzuki Rachas Meirish. But the point is that, you get the point. The point is that on Purim, it's not the way it meets the eye. When something can look black, it's really white. It's a mask. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch. What seems to be the problem can become the salvation and the answer. What seems to be the cause of the ra, HaKadosh Baruch can go, if we're holding on the Madrig, we do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch can take that itself and make it a good thing. It's all HaKadosh Baruch. It's Einoid Milvadoi, and it's coming from us. So it's greater than Yom Kippur. We don't need it. We don't need HaKadosh Baruch to invite us to Him to be a malach on Purim. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch comes to us. With our mishta, with our simcha, with the gashmias that we have, we're able to pierce through the gashmias, make it transparent, and let the neshama shine and be who we really are, who we want to be. Now, this all came about because Klal Yisrael saw, they connected the dots. But they could have easily not connected the dots and they wouldn't have reached the levels that they reached. They connected the dots. They saw that everything that happened was the life. Chazal tells us that Mordechai used to go for 5 years straight. He went to the palace to see how Esther was. He couldn't get into the palace. And he knew in the back of his mind that there must be a reason why Esther is in the palace. Why was Esther taken to be the queen of such a Russia? There must be a reason. And he didn't give up. He went every day to the palace to see how she is. And he couldn't get in. And Svasema says that he got schar, even though he didn't give up. He went every day. And he got schar for every day that he came and he didn't bow down to Haman. And he had his bitachin that there must be a good reason for this. And he didn't give up. He knew there's something behind it. And later on in the Megillah, when Haman, everyone knows the Maisa, Haman wants to kill Mordechai hang him on the eighth. It comes to Perek in the Megillah where the king can't sleep. Lamaisa, a lot of Mefarshim ask the question, why is it that we need this whole Perek, Bechlal in the Megillah? This whole story where the king can't sleep, and because he can't sleep, they read him the Sefer Zichronos, where he reads how Mordechai saved the king's life, and then Haman comes and he pulls him with the horse, and they throw garbage on his head, and that's the whole Perek. What do you need that for? We could just skip that parak and everything falls into place. The next parak, we have Esther is inviting Haman back to the Suda, and she tells Achashverosh that Haman or Rasha wants to kill my nation, and then they hang Haman. What do we need that middle parak over there with Nun Neshnas HaMelech, with the whole story with the chorus of Huda? So I saw the Lamaisa at the end of the Megillah. There's one person that we like to sing about in Shoshana Siyakarib that has a one-liner, Charvoina. Okay? Gam Charvoina Zachar L'Toyv. What does Charvoina do? When Haman is pleading on the bed or on the couch there for his life, Achashverosh comes in and says, Gam Lichbosh Es HaMalki Me Babayis. And then Charvoina pipes in and says, you know, the Gam Ha'eit, there's a tree out there that Haman has prepared for Mordechai Asher Diber Toiv Al HaMelech. Mordechai had something very good to say about you, King Achashverosh. And he's the one that Haman wants to hang. Right away, he comes to Yeshua, and Achashverosh says, hang him on that tree. And that's the end of Amalek. Obviously, Harvoina's whole role here only makes sense if we have a dream the night before, right? Another dream when Achashverosh the night before remembers what happened with Mordechai. Because he remembered what happened with Mordechai, Harvoina was able to pipe up and say, Mordechai should even tell you about Melech. That Mordechai that you just, right? That spoke good about the Melech, and thanks to that, he was able Miyad to right away we got Haman hung on the gallows. So Harvoina there is coming because of that parak. What did Harvoina say? Harvoina said that Mordechai shadibir tovi ala melech. Harvoina speaks up right. He's the last person that's involved here before Haman is killed, and the killing of Haman represents mechias Amalek. And we know that Mechias Amalek is going to be Lemaise, Bimois HaMashiach. Until then, the Shem Hashem is not Shalem. The Kisei isn't Shalem until we have Mechias Amalek. And prior to Mechias Amalek, before Mashiach comes, it says, Harvoina Zohur Latoy, we say in Shoshana Siakah, because Harvoina say Chazal was Elio Anovi. Elio Anovi is the one who there was dressed up as Harvoina, and he came and said that that's the tree that's destined for Mordechai Shadibir Toybi Ara Melech. And that's why we say Zohur Latoy for Harvoina and Elio Anovi Zohur Latoy, because it was Elio Anovi. And right before Mashiach comes, we're going to have that Elio Anovi is going to come, Mevaster Toyv is going to tell us that the Gula is coming. And the Svarim say that that was Harvoina right before the end, the Mechias Amalek, we have the Harvoina that comes and says that it was Mordechai, Ashadibir Tovi Ala Melech. And the Svarim want to say that our Hachone, our preparation for that day when Elio is going to be Mevaster Tov and he's going to come and give us the news, what do we need to do in Yimayim? What do we need to do Bikfas of the Mashiach? What's our job? The Megillah is telling us. Mordechai, Ashadibir Tov Ala Melech. That means to say, that Mordechai would speak good about the Melech. Who's the Melech? Melech HaMalchei HaMalachim. Mordechai was the one that day in, day out, went to the palace, and he knew there must be a plan here. There must be a reason why Esther is here. Normally a person would be depressed. My mishpach is taken captive by the Melech. But Mordechai had been talking, and he saw the good. And he spoke good about the Melech. And that's the lesson of the Megillah Bichlal, that it would be Megal of the Hester, Megillas Esther, what seems to a person as being something that he would, right? We all have in life, we go through things, even a Bach in Yeshiva may not have the best Chavrusa, he may not be having the best Zman, so on and so forth. But the person always has to be Medaber Toiv Al HaMelech, to know there's a plan here. It's all hidden, but it's all a mask. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single step of the way, it's all here for me to shtag, and for me to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dibur Toybi Al HaMelech. We should use the opportunity that we're going to have. We're almost a week before Purim. We should remember the koiches of the special day of Purim. The Gevaldik Asiyah and the Shemaya that we have to be able to be who we really are, and to take off that mask that we wear all year round, to reveal the real neshama, the real person that we are, and to be able to live with that throughout the year, and to be zeicha to Kabbalah HaTorah, Be'avo, Be'rotzen.